AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is out with recommendations for people who are fully vaccinated against the coronavirus.
The guidance comes as more adults get vaccinated and wonder what that means, if they can visit family or shop or travel.
These new recommendations are an important first step to our in our efforts to resume everyday activities in our community.
CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky says the guidance notes even unvaccinated people who are not high risk can gather indoors without masks with those who are vaccinated, meaning, for example, grandparents can see their grandkids. But the guidance also continues discouraging travel, which may be confusing for vaccinated Americans who now want to hit the road to see family. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden, on this International Women's Day, nominates two women generals to be four-star generals. He also notes that there should be no barriers to women in the military.
Women who join today's military aren't told no when they apply to fly fighter jets or attack helicopters just because of their gender.
Biden orders a review of Trump administration rules around campus sexual assaults. In an executive order, Biden directed the Department of Education to examine the Trump administration's narrowing of Title IX, increasing protections for those who are accused of sexual assault, harassment, or sexual discrimination in education. Top airline and business groups asked the Biden administration for help in developing credential standards for travelers to show that they have been tested and/or vaccinated for COVID-19. More than two dozen airlines and business groups, including the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, wrote to the White House. Even though they want the travel credentials, the groups also oppose requiring vaccinations for domestic or international travel. This is AP News. Chicago baseball fans will be able to go to the ballpark on opening day, just like the fans in California and Arizona. Cubs fan Nelson Gonzalez.
Baseball is not a must on our dailies, but it's something that everybody enjoys, and it brings not only friends and family together, but communities together.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says starting opening day next month, both the Cubs and White Sox can admit fans to fill up to 20% of the seats in their ballparks. Two more arrests in the Capitol assault, including a man said to have been a bodyguard reportedly for and with Trump confidant Roger Stone the day of the attack. FBI says Roberto Minuta and Isaac Steven Sturgeon were taken into federal custody. Minuta, freed on bail, is accused of breaching the Capitol grounds and berating police officers. Sturgeon was arrested at Kennedy Airport after being deported from Kenya. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.